I asked the confirmation class to move from over there to over there because I want to talk to them. And I didn't want to stand here like this the whole time. So that's why I had you guys move over here. But you all are welcome to listen in. A longtime host of CBS Sunday Morning many years ago was Charles Cavall. I don't know if you remember him. He had a show before that entitled On the Road. And on that show, he would go all over the country looking for interesting places and interesting people and people, interesting people doing interesting things. One of my favorites was he told the story of a guy out in Iowa whose brother in Wisconsin was dying. I think it was in Wisconsin. And he didn't have a driver's license, and he didn't want to ask anybody to take him. So he got on his riding mower, and he rode his riding mower all the way to Wisconsin to visit his brother. And he got there before his brother died, I think. I enjoyed watching that show from time to time. But at one point during that, I don't know if he said it on the show or off, but it was connected with the show. He said, thanks to the interstate highway system, it's now possible to travel across the country from coast to coast without seeing anything. Now, I know what he means, and I have a hunch that you do too. And especially when you drive in sections of the interstate and they have sound barrier walls on both sides, you might as well be driving in a roofless tunnel. You don't see a thing. Back in the mid-1990s, I took my family, and we drove out to St. Louis to see my brother, not on a riding mower, but we took back roads. And believe me, the trip took a little longer, but it was a lot more interesting, at least for Barbara and I. I don't know if the kids would agree with that. And I share that with you because you're going on a journey today. You're continuing the journey, but in a sense, you're starting a new journey. And many people have helped you to get here to this point. Your families, your teachers, people of this church, or churches you've been a part in the past, perhaps even strangers, have helped you to get to this point. And now you assume the mantle of becoming an active, participating member of the church. Like the disciples, you've been learning at the feet of Jesus all through this time, and hopefully you will continue to do that. But you move on from here, and you take on another task. That is sharing the radical message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the love of God in Christ. In one of our last classes, we talked about how a life of faith should be a life that's lived differently. And I talked about this in my sermon last week, but I'm telling you, reminded you about it because you were with Mr. Pargiel last week. And so you're hitting the road, to hopefully with this new outlook, one that's based on a more mature faith, a faith where you've thought about it, what you believe, a faith that you wrote statements about, which are available for everyone to read in the fellowship hall during the coffee hour. But you have a new understanding of who Jesus is, of who God is, of who the Holy Spirit is. But I hope they're not something that you just wrote a statement about, okay, now I can get on with my life. I hope those statements, all that you've learned and all that you've stated, will stay with you and change and grow as you grow. You have to decide, though, you want that to happen. You have to decide if you want to live your life that way. Now, it's entirely appropriate for you to go on the road again on Pentecost, because it's the Holy Spirit that will inspire you and motivate you. But it will not always be in ways that you expect. In the Pentecost story, Do you really think the disciples knew what was ahead of them when they started speaking in languages that they really didn't know? Unless they've been taking Rosetta Stone in the upper room, I don't know. But you're being called now to live your life in a different manner than you could have imagined. To do that as a way for allowing God to work through you to touch the life of someone else. Suzanne Guthrie, an Episcopal advisor for college students, used to be, she was at Vassar at one time. I don't know if she's still there. And she shares a legend that kind of she connects with our Acts passage today. She says, even if it isn't true, the story grants us courage. St. Peter is on the Appian Way trying to escape arrest in Rome. On the road, he encounters Jesus and is shocked at seeing the risen Lord again. And Peter asks, Lord, where are you going? Jesus said to him, I am returning to be crucified. And Peter understood the rebuke and he turned around and he went back to Rome in his own impending crucifixion. Now that's just a story. I'm not trying to say that's true. But it does, and it does not say that if you follow Christ, you're going to be crucified. It may be uncomfortable at times. But it means that we don't always follow the path that everyone else travels. We don't take the interstate highway all the time. That we will be different. But in the end, if you take that journey, if you live faithfully, you will be able to say in the end, I did the best I could. I was faithful the best I could. And I think that's the best thing that can be said for anybody. We will make mistakes. There will be times that we'll just, I can't take this anymore. We'll get on the interstate and we take off. And you know, that's okay. Because we believe in a graceful God. A God who forgives us when we admit our mistakes. Each one of you, as everybody here, is one of God's beloved. Don't ever forget that. And may you have the courage to be faithful disciples, to share the love with others that God has given you. That's why God gave it to you. Not for you to keep to yourself, but to feel and to pass on to others. 1980. I was thinking I should find something more in your music listening repertoire. But I don't do well with that sort of thing. And my daughter's been really busy, so she couldn't help me with that. But in 1980, the country western singer Willie Nelson, I hope you know Willie Nelson, wrote a song for the movie Honeysuckle Rose, entitled On the Road Again. The chorus goes like this, and on our way is on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. As you go on the road again, remember to make music with your friends, your brothers and your sisters in Christ. And Christ has showed you how to make music with them. Jesus said, God's anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And that's how you can do it as well, as a follower of Christ. Or perhaps an easier way to think of it is to see your life's purpose to feed those who are hungry in body and in spirit. That kind of thing can happen when we get off the interstate of our lives and take time to meet people and be with people on the roads where they are. You can do that because God has given you the Holy Spirit. Amen.